No one calls for righteousness and no one pleads with truth. Trusting emptiness, speaking vanity, they conceive mischief, which gives birth to iniquity. Okay, did you get that? That's pretty powerful. Isaiah 59:4. Mischief is a spirit that is sent to cause you to go into iniquity. In other words, it's causing you to go back into those things in your past before Christ that you hate it. It's going to take you back to drugs. It's going to take you back to violence. It's going to take you back to alcohol. It's going to take you back to abuse, being abusive. Do you see what I'm saying? It looks innocent, but God's word is true, right? And he says that mischief, if people think, oh, he's just a little mischief maker, he's a prankster, he's just always, you know, my son Michael used to have this a little bit because I think he was trying for, because he has a really good gift of humor. He is hilarious. And he has some real good gift with children. He is very anointed to minister to children. Do you see what I'm saying? But because, I don't know, maybe it was because I used to let him watch some of that junk. Somewhere along the line, he picked up a spirit of mischief. He had to go too far. My dad has this. And everybody's always laughed about it. But it's almost gotten him beat up before. It's caused things to happen. So it's probably something in the family line. Do you see what I'm saying? And there's different degrees of it. But when God starts dealing with something, when Satan wants to use it, he's going to use that thing to have you feel rejected. Let's say Satan has you take on a spirit of mischief. Or you had it and it's a lesser spirit than what you've been getting free from, so it doesn't seem like a big deal. But then what happens? You start giving into this and you don't realize that this was the spirit, could very well have been the spirit to get you into the deeper things, like setting bombs off in school or whatever it is to get you in trouble. We got some pretty hard cases here. We got some people going, do you see what I'm saying? So you don't want anything of the enemy. And I don't think everybody has this. I don't think women have this as much. I think some of you guys already got some things going around your head like, yeah, I used to like doing that and I used to like doing that. But it's going to keep you in iniquity or take you back there. So we're going to end tonight with an altar call for this. And if you're thinking, I don't see what's wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with that which God has given you. There's nothing wrong with loving to play with little kids if you don't have any perversions. There's nothing wrong with knowing, how to throw a ball and be silly and do whatever. If God's made you one of those people like my son Michael that you can really have fun and laugh with. What happens is you use that gift to get acceptance and love. And then you get that spirit of mischief. And then that mischief takes you into recklessness. That mischief sets you up to really hurt somebody. That mischief sets you up to want to fight and play with violence. Mischief is just, folks, mischief is just one tiny step away from violence. It's mischief is when you kind of slap your wife around and, oh, I'm just kidding, I didn't mean it. But there's a demon in there who wants to make that punch a little harder next time. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be hard, but if your kids watch this kind of stuff and you see fruit from that, you need to go and tear it up. It is okay to say, we're not doing that anymore. I've taken about everything my kids ever had, I threw away. But the fruit is in that they're not messed up. Thank God. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, it takes not caring about their wife. It takes me to say, I was sorry. I didn't understand that would have led to this. It's really big in our culture right now. But what else is big? ADD. What's ADD? Mischief makers. They can't sit still. We've got a nice name for it. No, there's a demon in your brain to get you in trouble all the time in mischief, right? I think anybody who has anybody with ADD needs to really look into this. This is the name of it. Its desire is to take you into violence. Its desire is to cause you to be a nuisance. Its desire is to get you rejected. See, if you had that spirit around here, everybody would really love you. Everybody would be real excited about what God's done in your life. But eventually, they couldn't handle that thing getting bigger and bigger and people getting hurt. Or they'd be afraid for their kids to really hang out with you without supervision. Or they'd be afraid of your kids taking on that same thing. They can't really put their finger on it because it seems innocent and cute, but you know there's something there. I'm not knocking your personality. I think it'll be awesome when God sets you free. You'll probably end up being children's minister. But wouldn't it be nice when there was nothing there taking you back to sin, nothing there leading them to sin, nothing there that at all could come in because of the enemy's hand in it and cause someone to get hurt? I believe to go into gangs, you probably have to start a little bit with this spirit. I believe the kids who, you know, steal a tire or do something that everybody thinks is just code, they're just mischief makers. It's all demonic. It is the stepping stone into violence. It is the stepping stone into violence. And what happens a lot of time when you start getting free, you find Christ, you know you don't want to be in a gang anymore. You know you don't want to be in violence anymore, right? You don't want to be involved with the drug thing and all that. So you know you hate that. You know it's iniquity. You run from it. But then this other thing, this mischief thing that you got a long time ago to get you there comes up. And compared to what you were, this seems like nothing. And you can't understand why everybody's against you. You can't understand why people don't like your personality. It's not about that. It's about a spirit that God's word says took you into violence. It's about a spirit that gets a hold of a little kid and brings them attention that they probably desperately need it. And they embrace that thing as just part of who they are. And they don't like people being against their personality. They don't like people being against. It's not about, God's giving you your personality. Jesus knows how to play and have a good time. This is a demon getting on that gifting that will keep you from what God has for your life. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Satan always makes it look close to the real. Because truthfully, all he can do is pervert the real. But this spirit is what will keep you going back to sin. And eventually this spirit is what feeds domestic violence. This is the spirit that feeds child abuse. This is something you take on because of that iniquity of violence in your family line. If there's iniquity of violence in your family line and you get that thing coming at you and you start giving into it with doing pranks or bullying people or pulling this or pulling that. Do you see what I'm saying? That's your first giving into sin from that iniquity. And that will grow into extreme violence. It can go into very extreme violence. Does everybody understand what I'm talking about? Everybody looks so happy tonight. It's like, this is how it used to be. We didn't get our little groups and could have fun. All right, we're going to do an altar call for this. Remember this. Sometimes you don't want to let go of something because you think it's who you are. Okay? The parts that God gave you will not leave. The good sense of humor, the liking to play with little kids, the ability to know how to do that without crossing a line and hurting someone. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not asking you to give up your personality. I'm asking you to give up a spirit of violence on that that's all over our society, in our television shows, on our sitcoms, that is the first fruit of iniquity of violence. Do you see what I'm saying? If you have if you've ever had trouble with violence, if that's been one of your issues, if you've had trouble with violence and rage, you know what I'm talking about. I can think right now as God's showing me this, the kids that always irritated people and then everybody kind of laugh and look, it's just how they are. It's not just how you are. You know what I'm talking about. If you've ever had any kind of issue with violence, rage, anger, anything like that, where there's a violence tendency, if there's ever been an issue at all that you could cross the line into abuse, I don't care if it's bullying or spousal abuse or child abuse, if you used to be picked on and picked on people, I would guarantee you that this is the spirit behind it. Now you may think, well, gosh, and I'll be honest with you, because of where I walk with God, I can tell a lot of you that edge is there, but I never knew what it was till God gave me this tonight. God wants to set you free from this. He wants to set you free from having even, and this is good. That means the big stuff, the real probably big stuff of violence is gone. But he's just now cleaning up where it began. He's also showing, I think, many of us how serious some of the stuff that we let our kids watch is. What we're really doing is you are opening up to a spirit of mischief, which is going to take that person into the iniquity of violence. You know, when my kids, they had that Captain Hook movie. And it was okay to, you know, for where we walked, it was okay to watch one time. But when I realized that they watched it over and over and over, I knew this wasn't what I wanted them putting in their spirit. And I threw the thing away. Everybody cried. I had a big fit. Everything was horrible. Later on, I can't believe you were such a fanatic to throw away. But I said, well, I didn't like Tinkerbell in it. I didn't like all the magic in it. I didn't like a man who wouldn't grow up and take responsibility. And you know, then you wonder why you get these kids and they'll never keep a job. They won't be faithful to their wives, or they won't even get married. And you wonder why. And you just feed them all this spiritual garbage because it's made as nice family entertainment. We've got to separate from iniquity. So I think with this altar calls for repenting if we've opened this door in our families and we want God to close it and we haven't repented of that already. I think if we need God to deal with us and show us this, maybe you think, maybe I have this, but I don't know. If you've ever been accused of going too far in your picking on people or too far in your playing around, you know what I'm saying? If everybody's ever said, well, we're a little scared you're going to hurt the kids, calm it down. You have this. If you yourself knows that your best way of getting along with somebody is to always joke with them and pick on them and kind of egg them on, you've got this. Okay? And it will lead to violence. It will also lead you to be rejected, and it will also lead you to feeling condemned. Do you know what I'm saying? Why? Because you're trying to be friendly. You're trying to be nice. Your thoughts of what's going on are different. But then the results are going to be rejection and misunderstanding. And that's not going to change your personality, okay? Michael is still funny. It's so much nicer to be around him. I don't worry about him with little kids now. Do you see what I'm saying? Now his humor doesn't have that thing that hurts somebody in it. He's just gotten free from this. I don't know. Probably because we threw the stuff away and it wasn't that strong of a thing. I don't know. If it shows up this week, I'll go after it. Maybe it's just hidden. You know, we'll find out. But I'm just telling you. I know there was a point. I'm sure I had this. I know I got it from thinking my dad was so great. And I love my dad. And my dad's got great things in his personality. But it was scary when this thing would make him almost get in a fight that we really thought he was going to get hurt in front of us. Or whatever it is. Anything of the devil, do we want it? Do you mean that?
Yes.
Can you see you didn't mean to take this stuff on?
Yes.
Okay, do you see that? But do you see how nasty it can get?
Yes.
And I know that's what's so hard about this. It's so hard to face that things we never even thought were bad, the enemy was using. And he does hurt people with it. Do you know what I mean? That's why it's such a... But there is a freedom to get free from it. And then let God bring that personality into the fullness of what will glorify God. All right, you don't want to lose those things, and you don't want to be set up for a major catastrophe and then ask God about these things. I don't think it's an accident that God showed me mischief. I believe out of however many hundreds of scriptures on iniquity, in a little tiny Strong's at 6 a.m. for one to jump off the page about mischief, I don't believe that I'm speaking to the wrong group. Okay, so we're going to get a song and come up with a song for us. And if this is something that you know, I don't judge what levels. If it's something that you see active in your life, you see it in your children's life, and you want to come before the Lord to help get free yourself or get it out of the family line so you can help them, maybe in your spouse or in yourself, you know, I want you to come up. You think about it. That's all Satan did. He tried to make mischief. He tried to do things. And you can understand people doing this for attention. You can understand taking it on as a little kid. Let's all say this. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for in any way that I embrace mischief in television, with my children or spouse, in my own life, any way, Lord, that I use this spirit to try to get attention that I should have gotten from you. I want nothing to do with violence of any kind. I want nothing to do with iniquity. I don't want to hurt people with my humor or my playing around. Lord, I only want you to be glorified. I renounce the spirit of mischief. It will not take me into violence.
It will not take me into violence.
Lord, I want to live like you.
You say to turn the other cheek.
This spirit would have us hit back. But I renounce this spirit.
I renounce the iniquity of
this
spirit.
Forgive me.
For giving into the sin of
iniquity.
In the area of violence.
By stepping into this spirit of mischief.
It was the first fruit.
Of this iniquity inside of me.
And I no longer embrace it.
I want it to be a part of my life.
Lord, I only want to be
what you want me to be.
In Jesus' name.
Okay. I'm just going to pray for people. Some will fall. Some will have to go deeper. Some still want this thing. That's between you and God. At least you've heard the truth tonight. This is a small one, it seems like, but it really looks like it's a spirit that seduces you into greater iniquity with violence.